Hey everyone, this is Benj Smith, and as many of you know, I have the privilege to serve on staff here at Sugar Hill Church. Well, I hope everyone was inspired as I was by this past Sunday's worship time and the first message in the Climb message series. And to build on that message series, or that message from this past Sunday, today we're going to talk about the importance of getting coached up for any life climb that you're currently experiencing or maybe you're about to experience. When Chuck and I decided to hike portions of the Appalachian Trail in 2016, the first thing we admitted to ourselves was we had no idea what we were doing. And in Proverbs 15:2, it tells us that the wise person makes learning a joy. I'm pretty sure we didn't exhibit a lot of wisdom for this climb, but we were smart enough to know what we did not know. So, to prepare for the AT climb, we spent untold hours searching the internet, getting coached up by people who knew a lot more about this stuff than we did, i.e. real hikers, and asking many questions to the people at REI. And through all of our pre-climb learnings, we kept hearing the same three coaching points. The first coaching point was, get the right equipment. Now, neither of us had camped out or hiked in over 20 years, so we were starting from scratch. We bought tents, sleeping bags, backpacks, propane burners for cooking, freeze-dried food, water filters, hiking shoes, clothing, and on and on and on. So we really felt like we had the right equipment for the climb, but I'm pretty sure we weren't very good at using that equipment and we didn't prepare like we should have. And I'll talk more about being prepared a little bit later. All right, and just as Chuck and I needed the right equipment for the AT hike, you and I need the right equipment for our life climbs. And God, in His infinite wisdom, provided us with the opportunity to get rightly equipped, and that is through His written word, through His Son Jesus, through His Holy Spirit, and through the people He places in our lives. Each of these resources were given to us or are given to us by a divine God to help us have more peaceful, refreshing, and victorious climbs throughout our life. Okay, the second coaching point was less is more. If you're going hiking, you want to be sure your backpack is as light as possible. Otherwise, the extra weight will wear you out. And let me tell you, Chuck and I knew that in our mind, we knew that we needed to pack lightly, but we still loaded up our backpack with way too much junk, and that extra junk eventually wore us down. And you know, just like our first AT climb where we packed too much junk, we also tend to carry too much junk in our own life. And that excess weight wears us down mentally, physically, and spiritually. If we do choose to live a more simplistic life, I promise it will lead us to more successful and significant life climbs. If your life feels overly complicated, or out of control, or has too much stress, then make a choice today to apply the less is more concept in your life. Focus on loving your family with all you are and not all that you can buy them. Determine what you really need and get rid of everything else. And finally, love God with all of your heart and love the people in your life with all of your heart. Less truly is more. So simplify your climbs and remember, living a more simplistic life will lead to a more successful and significant life. All right, the third coaching point was prepare yourself. It's tougher than you think. And let me tell you, the AT hike was so much more tougher than we ever imagined. And we also found out after we got on the Georgia portion of the trail that the toughest part of the entire 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail is the first 76-mile stretch in Georgia. Well, just aren't we lucky? So Chuck and I both would tell you that we did not prepare ourselves properly for the climb, and as a result, it truly was a tougher climb than we ever imagined or than it really needed to be. And haven't you found that this coaching point is true for your life climbs as well? Life's challenges and climbs will show up in every season of our life. And our infinitely wise Father knew this before we were even born, so He provided us with all of the resources, all the equipping we would need to prepare ourselves for the challenging and fulfilling climbs in our lives. But He left it up to us to use His resources to prepare us for these climbs. So my encouragement for you today is to make a commitment today to take full advantage of all that God offers you and watch how God prepares you, opens doors for you, and uses you in and for His kingdom throughout your climbs. Okay, everyone, thanks again for listening to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Our hope and prayer is for each of you to have successful and significant climbs in 2017. Hey, we really do look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye now.